Denver Mayor Mike Johnston held a press conference yesterday to address the city's state of emergency on homelessness. KDNU's Zach Thompson has more.
Mayor Mike Johnston declared the current state of emergency on homelessness during his first week in office. The press conference served to deliver an update on the initiative. Johnston listed potential sites for tiny homes or pallet homes. The city is talking with the apartment owners about leasing units. They are also working on converting hotels across the city. The chosen sites have access to resources and utilities the unhoused will need. Johnston said yesterday he visited an unhoused encampment, which has had two gun violence incidents. The most recent happened two nights ago.
I think they're afraid. They're sleeping in a tent in the middle of the night, and that doesn't provide them access to safety. What we know most of all is this underscores the urgency of why this strategy is so important.
Talks of logistics are still ongoing. The city has begun the process of zoning and permitting for these potential sites. As of now, the city is hoping to start the move-in process in November and December. For KGNU, I'm Zach Thompson.
Local environmental groups filed a lawsuit this week against the Colorado Air Quality Control Commission. The suit claims emissions monitoring rules are not strict enough in communities that are highly affected by pollution. Earth Justice filed the lawsuit on behalf of plaintiffs Green Latinos, 350 Colorado, and Earthworks. The plaintiffs say the AQCC exceeded its authority when it made an amendment undermining a state law requiring air monitoring. A government spokesperson told the Denver Gazette that the defendants will review the claims before deciding how to respond through the legal system. A 91-year-old woman passed away after a driver hit her Thursday morning. Louisville police responding to the crash found the woman lying on Cherry Street. Emergency responders took the woman to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Police said the vehicle's driver is cooperating with their investigation. Officials are asking that anyone with information about the crash contact the Louisville police. Health officials confirmed the 11th death related to West Nile virus Thursday, this time in Denver. The city's Department of Public Health and Environment confirmed that a 71-year-old person hospitalized with the illness had passed away. On Tuesday, two other fatal infections were reported in Larimer and Boulder counties. Across Colorado, 60 people have been hospitalized with the virus this summer, out of about 100 cases. Thousands of dead fish were discovered floating in a popular lake at City Park in Fort Collins Wednesday. Parks officials say high temperatures combined with shallow water reduced oxygen levels in Sheldon Lake. According to the Coloradoan, the dead fish included shad baitfish, grass carp, bass, and sunfish. Living crawdads were seen crawling onto rocks for oxygen. The city is releasing more of its water shares into the lake to raise oxygen levels for the living fish that remain. More e-bike vouchers are coming for City of Boulder residents. The next online registration round begins Wednesday, August 30th. Income-eligible applicants will be randomly selected in a lottery system. The four different voucher categories can reduce e-bike costs by between $300 and $1,400. More information can be found at bouldercolorado.gov. The University of Colorado Boulder Art Museum just received a rare acknowledgement, accreditation from the American Alliance of Museums. Out of some 33,000 museums in the nation, only about 1,100 are accredited. CU Boulder's Art Museum is now one of 26 in the state. The peer review process towards accreditation took 5 years. Museum representatives say it's an important milestone that means greater credibility among peer institutions and a stamp of approval for how the museum engages the community. The CU Boulder Art Museum houses collections of ancient and modern works spanning 10,000 years of human history. A flood watch is in effect for the High Country and the Front Range all day today through Saturday morning. Slow-moving thunderstorms are expected to dump heavy rain. Flash flooding is possible. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.